First, you are very lucky that this is the first of many who will follow this tonight, because this is really a fantastic evening for everyone. This is not only the coach, I'm part of it. This is a team who worked for the last 3 years to have all those performances and nice moments. I can't forget my staff, because they helped me a lot, especially Helman. You all know that I like him very much. So without him, we shouldn't achieve that. But it's not only my staff. It's also the medical staff who work day and night to have the players ready for to do big performances. The kit manager, the security manager, the team manager. We are a bunch of people. Him also, I don't forget you. So we are a bunch of people who have only one goal, and that is doing good performances and winning thing. And I think this is not a work for me. I insist also to see what the players did in the last 3 years. And I know you are not always agreed with the choices I make. And I said already that I make on different criteria choices than you do. For me, it's important to have a player with quality, first of all, a player with the right mentality, secondly, and a player who can do what I ask him. And till now, I always succeed to do it. Even you thought that this one or this one or this one needed a chance. It's not like this that you build a team. It's not like this that you have performance. You need a plan, and you need to keep you on the plan, because you know that this is the right way. And this is what we did in the last 3 years. This is fantastic, not only for us as coach or player or whatever, but for all the nation. I heard somebody saying on the pitch after the game, everybody laughed with Bafana, Bafana. We were a joke, and now we are there. We are on a high level, and everybody respect. And this, again, is not the work only for me. So, at last, I think that this is something that this nation needed. A different way to look at football, a different way to judge players. And I hope now, I really hope that, okay, in December we are AFCON, we will try to do as good as last one, and hopefully even better. But I hope that with all those high-level tournaments, and certainly next year in America with the World Cup, that players will have the opportunity to go to higher competition, because they deserve it, first of all, and they need it also. And if we can make that step in the future, you will see that South Africa will even getting better. They are already now. So again, don't ask me what my emotions are for the moment. I don't have words. I hoped maybe more, even more than every player of every part, every man of the group, that we should go to America. For me, it's a sentimental reason. You all know that I was already in a World Cup at the end of my career as a player, and now I do it again. And I think this is the right moment next year after the World Cup to stop my career and to go to my family and enjoy the next 20 years from my grandchildren and my children. But first of all, there is some work to do, and we will try to do it well. For 3 years, you know that group like you know everything about. You know how they will react when there is success. You know how they will react when there is no success. And you know the group, the quality of the group. Last Friday, we get an uppercut. And if you should ask to any one of us Friday after the game, will you qualify for World Cup? I think you shouldn't find many who said yes. Because suddenly the situation was not good for us. But then you see the day after, Saturday night, you have a little training, recovery training, and you see immediately the jokes are again there, the laughs are again there. They motivate each other for, come on, it's not, we didn't lose it, there is still a chance. And then, okay, I have to give flowers to myself also. I have to get them believe that it's possible. And I think I succeeded. But you need a group for that. I can talk and tell and shout and what I want. If those guys are not ready to do it, then everything stops. And this is the good work that we had between me and him and them, and between them and me. We trust each other, we have confidence in each other, and then you get a game like today, that from the first minute that everyone saw, they are going to win today. So, yeah, it's fantastic. And I said it already before, that for a coach, when you feel that you have a group like that, you can only be proud. You can only be proud. And again, for everybody, but certainly for those guys, I'm so happy that we... You know, first of all, I think the belief in themselves, that was the most important thing. And I remember my first year here, nobody believed in them. And it is difficult then, because those guys, they are reading also things that were written. they are hearing also things that were said. And then it's very difficult. But secondly, we didn't really have a team. For me, it was looking for the right players with the right mentality. And I know that, yeah, certainly in the beginning and the first year, that for you as media, it was very difficult to understand what I was doing. And if I can give you an advice, judge players on the performance and not on the team where they're playing in or because they are nice guys. This is a world of professional football. There are no presents. There are no gifts. You have to earn them. And this is something, yeah, after 1 year, don't ask me why, but suddenly, there it was. Suddenly we had a team. Suddenly, yeah, players understood what I wanted. Suddenly players knew that you have to work very hard to perform and to achieve something. And that was for me when I went to games to look for players. For me, the first thing I saw was the mentality on the pitch. The rest, okay, I will see it later. But test this man has the right mentality. And I think that was the right way to do it. And now you see that certainly in the national team there is a fantastic mentality of winners. They want to win. They want to work hard if we have to work. So this is the right mentality, and again you achieve things with that. You see it today also, very difficult situation. And a certain moment month ago I thought, no, I didn't think it, but I was sure that it was one against everyone. It was one against everybody. South Africa against all our opponents in our group, because there were things happening. I'm very sorry, but that is not. But we resist and we believed in our achievement. You know, when you work with young players, and it's normal that I can't give them a standard position in the team. So you have to bring them easily and on the right moment. And I think today it was a right moment, even if it was only 3 minutes or 5 minutes. But they tasted the atmosphere and they tasted the group spirit. And I shouldn't that give them a chance if I didn't see on the training how they behave themselves. Hey, if I can take the example of Shabalala, okay, he wanted to prove himself on the training, and this is what I want. You see, Cupido came, he didn't ask him questions. The coach called me, I'm there, and I told him, when I arrived you will see, if Lyle is ready then you will be on the stands. But if Lyle is not ready, Magopa will play and you will be on the bench. And he said, no problem. I'm so happy that I'm here. And with such guys you can work, because they like to come. They don't ask conditions. I come, but am I playing or whatever? No. The coach called me. The national team wants me. I'm back. And then for my side, I have to give them confidence. And I have to let them feel, okay, guy, I appreciate that you are here. I appreciate what you did on training. I think it was the right moment to do it. I can I can say already now that the next AFCON will be totally different from 2 years ago, because everybody knows that. When we went 2 years ago to AFCON, there were many people who were asking themselves, what are they going to do in AFCON with those players? But we did it. And I think there were opponents also there in the AFCON that thought the same thing. Wow, South Africa. This will not be the case anymore. It will be from the first game. It will be an opponent who will be 150% motivated because they want to beat South Africa. So we have to be prepared on that, and we will prepare ourselves. So it was nice 2 years ago. You can be sure and you can believe me, I want the same thing, and if it's possible more. But it is still a game of football, and you can play very good and lose a game. Or maybe not on the right moment, you are in the best shape. This is something you don't have control. But it will be different for all of us. And if we can make that step again, and then we go to the World Cup, I think it will not be a long time before South Africa will be at the top. This is something we have to try to achieve. Because this nation, too long, somewhere behind there, and nobody did have any respect for this country. I think this is... You know, when I came here the first year, players came to the team. I go to the team 1 week, I'm gone to my club, and now the nice life. I said already that certainly in the beginning I had to stop the training several times, telling the guys, this is training, you understand? What this training, it's training what you have to do in the game. It's not, okay, 1 hour and a half, we enjoy it, we play a little game, and blah, blah. No, this is as important as the game later. And it was not easy to find those players, because they all came and, or they had a little thing here and a little thing there, and then 2 days left, and then 2 days before the game. came, they came training, and they expected that they were in the team. And you can't achieve nothing with such a mentality. Secondly, you need hunger to achieve something. And this is...